Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Welcome, Dan Bach and the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix podcast for you on this Thursday, getting you set for a night of Daily Fantasy NBA. Big thanks to our friends over at Fantasy Draft, and I am proud to announce that they now have their new head-to-head limiter. What that means is when you post your games, you can say, I only want players to be able to pick up one of these things, so therefore you don't get scooped up by the same guy 5, 6, 7 times, which is something which pretty much sucks, there's no doubt about it. But it is a great feature to go along with their discounted rake, which they have on both their cash games and on their GPPs compared to their competitors. I hope you're giving Fantasy Draft a look when you're looking to try a new daily fantasy site. Roster flexibility is terrific as well. And their final Carolina Millions qualifier coming up this weekend. Look for satellites in the lobby pretty much night in and night out. I'll be over there tonight. Today on the podcast, we're going to talk about the Thursday slate. I got to talk a little bit just about some of the issues surrounding NBA scoring this year. It's been an absolute mess. A kind of a debacle happened over on FanDuel the other day that I think we need to make mention to. And then we're going to get into the Thursday night DFS slate for you. And then we're going to call it a show. I'm going to head on out to Key West, hopefully win my first ever live final. I've been to many. I have 1-0. So I'm still looking to get off the schneid. I don't even think I've taken home a big check. I don't even know if they do that anymore. You know, ever since the state of New York and everybody else, false advertising and whatnot, they got scared to give away big checks. So all I know is if I can walk away with the 100K, that would be fabulous. So no pressure, DB. You know, you got to get done one of these times. So crossing my fingers, this is the week it does. But regardless, I get to enjoy Key West. Never been to Key West. And it's funny because I don't say this to toot my own horn, and maybe it sounds like it, but I am proud of myself for once here, because this was one of the things. I always set goals before the year of what I want to accomplish, and they're usually centered sometimes around live finals. And for football season, it was get to Key West. You know, last year I wanted to go to Atlanta so bad, and I just choked in the semifinal round. And to be able to make it there, it's kind of mission accomplished. So, that side of it, I don't want to say mission accomplished yet because I didn't win anything. But I'll tell you right now, if you don't know this, I'll give you a little inside scoop here if you're not like a live final guy or girl. What they do is, after once you qualify to get to the live final, they pay you out the minimum amount that you would make in that tournament in your account immediately. So I think it was like $6K, right around there was the minimum payout for the King of the Beach here. So they've already like put that into your account. They've already paid you out. The nut low on a live final is when it's over and you don't get any money put into your account because they've already paid you out the bottom part. And, you know, obviously I've spent a lot of that. NBA the last couple days hasn't been great. So I guess that's my goal. If I don't walk away with my account going up, it's going to be an utter fail. Besides, of course, having a nice weekend away in Key West, which should be a fun time. So looking forward to that. Okay, let's get quickly here on something that's been an issue on most of the major sites here, FanDuel, DraftKings in particular, and that's scoring this NBA season. Now, I don't know what's happened here because we've never really had these many issues with live scoring. You know, every now and then in football and in other sports, you know, you're going to have scoring changes take place, you know, usually immediately after the game. And sometimes it helps you, sometimes it hurts you. I've been lucky enough where it's actually propelled me into a live final DraftKings seat last year. I mean, it was like a $30,000 swing in seat value off of that, because you know the second place payouts is usually garbage in those you know qualifiers. So I've actually had it work out in my favor before, but with NBA, it's become an absolute nightmare, because we've seen, you know, it's one thing for it to happen like once a season, twice a season. It's literally happening every single night, and we saw a situation on FanDuel yesterday where they paid out one slate, and they had a different statistical output for a couple of players in one slate than they did another slate, because basically what happened was they paid it out before the stat changes occurred, and in the other slate, you know, they waited, and the stat changes were accounted for, and that's why you ended up with two different totals. And you know, it's a real mess, and I can't really figure out what's happening here. Now, you can put it on the sites. You might want to be able to put it on the sites, but ultimately, this really falls on the stat providers. And I don't know what's happened with them this football or this basketball season, where it's just become ass backwards, and they can't seemingly get anything right on time. And it's really concerning, because you know, statistics and the accuracy of them are the lifeblood of daily fantasy sports. That's what we count on to determine who wins, who loses. So the fact that you can't get these things right is a big, big, big concern. And the fact that you can't even get them right in real time is an incredibly large concern. Now, throughout the year, it seems like FanDuel's done a better job of correcting them like in real time and not having nearly as many. But even early in the year, I know there was definitely some issues, and we saw it again last night. DraftKings, it's been a huge problem pretty much all year long. So it's kind of a train wreck here, and you know, I think that the sites need to put some pressure on the stat providers to be like, hey, let's get this right, because they're paying them gobs of money to present live statistics, and it really hurts the live sweat experience if you can't really have knowledge of whether or not you won or lost until way after the games are over. I mean, I know Notorious is lost. I don't say lost because technically I guess he didn't win, but had a six-figure payout that, you know, was taken off the board and dropped down a couple of spots because of scoring changes. It's frustrating. It's really, really, really frustrating. And yes, you know, you want accuracy in these things. There's no question about it. But the way that it's happening right now, I've never seen it in the 7 years I've been playing DFS, it happening at the frequency it is. So the NBA, the stat providers, they need to hammer this out, because there's way too much on the line to have this. I don't know if FanDuel did anything wrong in the way that they handled that scoring system, because it is in their terms of service that, you know, scoring changes happen after they basically pay out. Well, that's the way it works. Now, should they wait longer to pay out? I don't know, because people get pissed off if they don't get paid out right away. So I think that's kind of up to them. But still, it's a crappy experience. And, you know, we should have a goal of having better experiences for players. And I think it starts with getting the statistics right. So I encourage the NBA, DraftKings, FanDuel, you know, Let's get this going. Again, I know it's only so much the sites can do, because they're not the one tabulating stats. They pay people a lot of money to do it, but you should have an expectation of those partners to be able to do it correctly. And we'll see if we get some better, you know, stat collecting monitoring here as we move forward. All right, let's get to NBA today. Not a huge slate, so we should be able to zip through this here tonight, but definitely some injuries to take note of. We like to roll it position by position, so let's get into it. We'll start with the point guard spot here today, and it looks like TJ McConnell's probably going to miss. Coach, I think Brown said yesterday that, you know, he, even though he got hurt, was not terrible, but he said, I don't expect him to play today. So that means we're probably going to have Jared Bayless potentially be the starting point guard for Philadelphia today. Now, Boston, DVP-wise, pretty good versus the point guard position, but still, you've got I don't view Kyrie Irving as a particularly great one-on-one defender, but the problem we have with Bayless is the range of outcomes are huge here. And you can just look at his game logs. He can give you 20 fantasy points, or he could easily give you single digits. We've got a 20. We've got a 6. Got a 27. We've got a 5. We've got a 4. We got a 26. Got a 19. I think he's probably safe enough to roll today at 3,400 on DraftKings, 37 on FanDuel, and 6,400 on Fantasy Draft, assuming that, you know, he draws the start tonight. But easily could be a blow-up spot. And there's been a lot of these blow-up spots lately, and I seem to be landing on them consistently. But I think he's a guy that I'm looking to play because there's a few guys today that I really want to get into my lineup who are a little bit high-priced. And finding value, that's what the goal of this is. And he's a guy that I certainly will be looking at here today. Other point guards for us here, again, we're using kind of FanDuel positions for the time being. You know, the Clippers are going to be an interesting spot here now because they still have no Gallinari. They lose Blake Griffin. Patrick Beverley's out. You're probably going to play Lou Williams because he's going to shoot the ball like 25 times here tonight. But I also think Austin Rivers is a guy who's going to get an uptick in usage. Now, this matchup versus Utah, again, I talked about it the other night. I don't think Utah is that great defensively. And you know what? They weren't for that first half. And then that second half, I don't know if the ghost of Rudy Gobert suddenly thrust into action. I mean, he's not dead, so I don't know why he'd have a ghost. But something happened there because Denver basically scored like 26 points in that second half. And all my Jamal Murray, Jokic, Barton, Harris, any shares of those guys went right down the toilet. But we saw Rivers shoot the ball 16 times last time out. And he's actually pretty decent when you look across the range of statistical categories. 8-6-1 last game, 1-7-1, 2-5-2, 4-3-1. So he's not terrible in that side of things, but we're not getting a huge discount. You know, 6K is the absolute ceiling price we've had on him on FanDuel. Same with that 5,500 number. That's right about the ceiling. I think he was a little bit higher once before. But in terms of minutes on the court, this guy's probably going to be playing 35-plus minutes, which we know minutes equals money. And even against Utah, I don't hate him as a play. 11-6 over there on Fantasy Draft tonight. But there's a lot of ways we can go. We talked about Kyrie Irving a couple of days ago about his consistency, and he pretty much continues it. He's a lock for over 30 fantasy points. Maybe that's not good enough for you. You might want 40 at 8,200. I don't think that's impossible against Jared Bayless' defense here of Philadelphia. It's going to be a competitive game. Philly's playing well. I know they're going to be without Embiid, but you know, even last time out, he didn't shoot the ball well. 6 for 16, 1 for 6 from three-point range. Still got you 30. I think he's probably going to shoot better than that more times than not. So I'm fine with him at 8,200 today. And then I think we've got Dennis Schroeder at 74 and Eric Bledsoe at 75, which are really intriguing. Good matchups for these guys. Schroeder gets Cleveland. You know, obviously Cleveland's playing really well at this point in time. I think they've won like 9, 10 in a row. But they're still defensively not an elite team by any measure. And, you know, Schroeder is one of their lone scorers that they have on this team. Coming off a bad game there against Toronto, I think we'll let that one go. That was a third and four nights back-to-back there. Kyle Lowry defense. Like, I think there's an excuse to be made for that 19 fantasy point performance, but went for 41, 31, 33, 42 in the games before that. One game against Cleveland this year, scored 28 real life points, 39 fantasy points against them on the 5th of November. So I like him today. I think he's a core play if we can get him into our lineups at that price tag. And now we've got Eric Bledsoe. Now he gets Damian Lillard opposite of him, and Lillard's a fine play too, but he's a bit more expensive. But Bledsoe's just been just super solid just across the board here recently. 45, 36, 46, 41. Those are his last four games. And this is, again, a kind of tough spot here on the road in Portland. Not an easy place to play. We've got that projection at about 35 fantasy points here today. I think that's probably fair. Probably a guy I'd be more willing to roll in stacks. On DraftKings, you get him a little bit cheaper at 68, 12.5 on Fantasy Draft. I don't know if he's going to quite crack my FanDuel lineup. I think I prefer Schroeder over him. A few other value options for us. Chris Dunn played really well the other night, but I don't see him really shooting 10 for 18 or 16 all that often. 4 for 5 from free three-point line. Think that was a bit of an outlier of a performance there against a terrible Phoenix team. And the price came up back at 6,500. I like him a little bit at 6K. 65, I don't know. DraftKings maybe a little bit more playable at that salary. Not a core play guy for me, but another guy who can fill it up. But road game in Denver, kind of scary spot. Ricky Rubio, I think we can maybe consider him for GPPs here tonight. You know, I liked that he got to 29 minutes last game. The previous game, he only played 22 against Milwaukee and got in real foul trouble. And if you know, if he would have played 30 minutes or so, he would have probably been on point here today to make value. And yes, he's never really going to score a ton, but I feel like there's still like more assists to be had here. I mean, we looked at the beginning of the season with him, 10, 10, 11. You know, those were three of his first five games. He's gone for 5, 7, 2, 2, 3, 4 recently. That's not the Rubio that I'm used to seeing. And this game against the Clippers, very winnable for them. We got his projection at 23. I think I'd boost it a little bit higher than that coming off that last game against Denver. I'm fine with him here at 5,500. I think he can get you 30 fantasy points, and that's what we're looking for. Now, he's more expensive on DraftKings. Might be a little bit tougher call there. Fantasy draft at 11.8. I don't, you know, with the flexibility, we don't have to play two point guards, so I'm probably not going there, but I think he's absolutely viable on tournaments on FanDuel. And same with Jamal Murray, who just couldn't quite get it going last time. Still took the 13 shots, which we like, but 0 for 6 from 3-point range, to only 2 assists, 1 rebound. Just couldn't get it going against Utah in that second half. Probably a GPP play, but definitely 30 fantasy point upside against a bad Chicago team at home. All right, moving on to shooting guard. And again, Lou Williams, tough not to play this guy considering the circumstances. Maybe the matchup isn't great here against Utah. It's, you know, 7,300 on DraftKings, you're playing him. 13-4 in fantasy draft, you're playing him. AK on FanDuel. I still think you probably play him. I mean, he shot the ball 21 times. Now, admittedly, this last game against the Lakers, he had 14 free throws. Huge outlier number there. I mean, we break that down to like the 4 that we normally see, and he's at like 40 fantasy points. We're probably not going to see that. I don't think we'll get a 50 burger in the cards today. And I think on FanDuel, the more I look at it, you could actually potentially make an argument that, you know, we do decide to fade him. But with no Blake Griffin, I mean, somebody's got to shoot the basketball. It's not going to be DeAndre Jordan. It's not going to be Montrezl Harrell. It's probably not even going to be Wesley Johnson all that much. It's going to be guys like Rivers and Lou Williams who are just going to jack up shots. So I'm playing them, but I'm a little bit, you know, I don't think we have to do it on FanDuel if you want to pay up for some other guys. DraftKings, Fantasy Draft, you get a little bit better savings there. But I still like him, don't get me wrong. We've got actually Kent Bazemore as the top point per dollar guy on RotoGrinders projections this morning. And I was like, huh? And I'm looking at the game log and it's still a little huh-ish because he can be all over the map. He doesn't have 30 fantasy points locked in. I don't know. I wouldn't project him at 28 fantasy points today. I'd probably project him more at like 25, which will definitely knock him down a little bit. Will Barton today at 63 against Chicago. Again, he, like everybody else in that game against Utah, played poorly. But, you know, certainly has some games in there, Houston, Sacramento in particular, where he played really, really well. And probably a GPP option for us. Let's see. J.J. Redick versus Boston. I mean, Boston, really good defensive team. I don't love taking too many players versus them. And admittedly, Redick's been under 20 fantasy points in 3 of the last 4 games. And that was against Washington, Cleveland, and Portland. 3 teams that weren't particularly great on defense anyway. He's a streaky guy. I think you only play him in tournaments if you play him here today. So not a core guy at 5,100 on FanDuel. CJ McCollum, Wings versus Milwaukee, usually a pretty tough spot here, but McCollum's going to be in for like 38 minutes. He's back at home after that long road trip. I don't think he's a horrible option for us today. Again, DVP-wise, six right now is Milwaukee this season, so it doesn't match up really great on that front, but he's a guy that I certainly don't mind when he's under 7K. He is under 7K today, so he's going to be on my radar. Could make a case for Timothy Luol TLC over there on Philly. Let's just leave him that. As he's really cheap, and I think he's probably going to be playing upwards of 20 minutes tonight. 3,500 on FanDuel, 32 on DraftKings, 61 on Fantasy Draft. Only playing him in GPPs, but I think he is playable with McConnell out and Bede likely sitting here tonight. So, yeah, he's a guy to kind of put on your list. Let's see if there's anything else. Gary Harris, 61 against Chicago. Fine matchup there. Again, 21st in that DVP. Atlanta really struggles versus wings. Do we want to play Dwayne Wade tonight? I mean, again, he can go one of two ways. He can give you the 30 or he can give you in the teens. He's been in the 30 each of the last two games in under 30 minutes. Third game in four nights for old man Wade. I'm probably going to pass. You might even be able to talk me into Kyle Korver here. A little bit of Kyle Korver revenge. 3,700 only on FanDuel today. That's a really dirt cheap price tag. And on DraftKings, he's 36. Fantasy Draft, he's 6,800. You could potentially talk me into that just because how lousy they are defensively against wings. But not for many lineups, that's for sure. Pat Connaughton, he played a pile of minutes last time out. He's 4,100. Not my favorite option. I think he's a little bit limited offensively, but been scoring a little bit better lately. One value option for you. And if you're in that middle, you know, Donovan Mitchell, let's talk about him real quick. 6,800. Again, numbers have kind of leveled off a little bit, but I think he can get here against this, against like Austin Rivers defense or Lou Williams defense. He's going to be aggressive, and he's probably going to score the basketball a ton here today. So we've got him at 33. I think that's the right number projection-wise. A little cheaper on FanDuel than DraftKings here today. All right, let's keep it going. We got small forward up next. Obviously, we got Giannis. So we've got LeBron. Both these guys are fine here today. Looks like we got a 215 out there in Cleveland and a 202 only out there in Portland. But you've also pretty close salaries over there on FanDuel. 12K for LeBron, 11.8 for Giannis. Let's see, on DraftKings, we'll see if we can't get this up here in a moment. See if it's the same on DraftKings. Let's see. Yeah, it looks like Giannis is a little bit cheaper on DraftKings here today at 11.1. So probably a little bit more in play there. I don't, you know, I think there's some value to be had at this position. Finding one of those two guys is fine. I don't really see a great path to playing them both. But obviously, if they give you 50 fantasy point games, 60 fantasy point games, 70 fantasy point games, you're going to be glad you did. But some of the value does lie in this position. A guy like Wes Johnson, who I don't typically love, but a guy who should be seeing a little bit more usage, should be more aggressive offensively with no Griffin, and should see 35-plus minutes tonight. He's 4,700 against Utah. Robert Covington. We seem to want to play Covington when we're without a few guys, and we are without a few guys here today with no Embiid, no McConnell likely today. 62 on FanDuel, DraftKings, 13.5 Fantasy Draft. Probably not playing him there, but I think he's viable on the other two spots. Sam Dekker, another guy who could be getting an uptick in minutes here because I just don't see Montrezl Harrell play next to DeAndre Jordan all that much. And I think Sam Dekker is a little bit better option, and if you look at that last game, the dude got 14 minutes, gave you 19 fantasy points. You know, certainly a guy who can shoot the basketball. Not a great player. Can he get us 20 today? Maybe. I mean, 35 on DraftKings, 38 FanDuel, 71 on Fantasy Draft. Probably not playing 71 on Fantasy Draft. It's a little bit high. But he's in play as a value option when there's, you know, when you're begging on a 5-6 game slate to find guys. I think Torian Prince is somewhat interesting too because of the pace up here against Cleveland. Still waiting for a game total here. He's been bad in two of the last three, But he's also a guy who can score the basketball. Some of his best games, though, came when Schroeder was out. So reserve him for tournaments only here tonight. Okay, power forward next. You know, we've got Amir Johnson at 3-6 as the top price per dollar guy. I don't know. I mean, he's cheap, and maybe he'll play a little bit more minutes, but I don't think I'm going there today. I think John Collins is your lock and load. Dwayne Dedman is out. Collins is going to start, and I think he's going to get double-digit rebounds today against Cleveland. Like, I definitely like him a lot, especially because he might be guarding Kevin Love, and Love, not type of guy who really draws a ton of fouls. You know, this isn't a guy that you, and that's your worry with Collins, is like, is he going to get in foul trouble, and then your guy is stuck on the bench? I don't really see that here with Love. He's kind of a perimeter guy, as is, so I think Collins offensively should be fine against Kevin Love, and yeah, I like him a good bit today at 5,900 with Dwayne Dedman out. I'm imagining he's going to slide over and play some center today. Seems like the right matchup today against Cleveland. All right, let's see what else we've got. Fareed against Chicago, 20th DVP versus power forwards, and you know, his minutes were up a little bit. He actually played good in that first half and then didn't do anything in that second half in that last game. Not my favorite source of value probably tonight, like looking at my initial build. I mean, the guy we got to play here, I think, is Ben Simmons. I mean, Ben Simmons with no Embiid, price dropped below 10K. Yes, it's Boston, top defensive team in the league versus power forwards, but he's really more a point guard. Let's see what he did previously against Boston here. 30 fantasy points, went for 11 and 11 that second game of the year, but I think he's kind of solidified his role a little bit more since then. How about that game yesterday? Washington hacking him up, 29 free throws for him, 18 rebounds, 31 points. Monster game for him. I don't mind him one bit, especially running back with some Kyrie Irving. We don't have a total in this one. I'll be curious what it comes in at. If it's like over 205, which I think it might be, I'm in on Ben Simmons no matter what. I think the usage through the roof here today. Dario Saric against Boston. Again, you're a little bit more nervous about the matchup, but this guy really got aggressive last game against Washington. He scored 20 real-life points in two of the last three games at 5,500 on FanDuel, 49 on DraftKings, I like, and 99 on Fantasy Draft. I think he's very viable for us today. Probably not playing Montrezl Harrell until I see what his role is. Ersan could be intriguing, too, because I think you could see Collins move over to the five spot. Ersan will draw the start at the power forward spot, and he could be in for like 30 minutes tonight. And against Cleveland, who likes to score a bit, I don't think he's the worst play on the board at like stone minimum, 35 on FanDuel, 37 on DraftKings, 75 on Fantasy Draft. Probably a FanDuel shot in the dark play and see if it can't come together for little Ersan tonight, assuming he's in that starting lineup. I think that's all I'm really looking at. I'm always a sucker for John Henson, but I don't see him handling Nurkic particularly well here today. So probably going to be off of that one. DraftKings always suckers me in with under 5K salary on him. Fantasy Draft at 9K, but I don't know if he's going to get the blocks here today. So probably not playing John Henson tonight. All right, let's get to center. And I love the Nurk today. You know, I think he's going to beast against John Henson. This guy's a big, big dude. Henson's a skinny little dude. And 20th DVP in this position. And a guy with immense upside. I mean, he scored 65 fantasy points against Brooklyn a couple days ago and has taken double-digit shots in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 of the last 10 games, which you love to see. And another guy who can definitely dish the basketball. So, love me some Nurkic today on FanDuel in that middle tier. Can easily go to Kevin Love against Atlanta. Monster game for him last time out. I think he'll probably be popular here today at 7,800. Don't see me playing too much Al Horford at 73. I know Philadelphia dreadful in that DVP against centers. That is very accurate, but I just don't. I mean, even that first game this year, I don't think Horford did very much against against Philadelphia. Let's see. It was, yeah, 31 fantasy points, 5 for 16, 9 rebounds. Like, ho-hum game for him. I don't see him blowing out value here today. We got Rashawn Holmes. Maybe he, you know, draws the start today at 3,500 against Boston, and he's all right. I mean, I don't see me having to have to go there. I'd rather, you know, I mean, he's like the lone punt we've got at this position. There's nowhere else to really go. So on the high end, you got Jokic. I'm fine with him against Chicago. And then DeAndre Jordan against Utah. Again, they're not going to have Gobert there to, you know, basically thwart him in his rebounding. But it'll be interesting to see what he does. He actually had 18 boards and 11 points against them the first time they played, and that's when Gobert was around. I mean, he's going to get 16 rebounds tonight. I believe that. But is he going to score 10 points? I don't know if he's going to do that. That's a big, big problem. And, you know, no more hack of DeAndre anymore. He has not had more than he's been over 4 free throw attempts once this entire season and hasn't been at 4 or more since November the 7th. So not really drawing too many fouls anymore like they used to do. So he's a fine little GPP option. 7,400 on FanDuel, 71 on DraftKings, 13-1 on Fantasy Draft. Don't mind with the centers always kind of being a little bit cheap over there. All right, that's it. I'm done. Thank you so much. Listen, download. Back again, same time, same place tomorrow, but it's going to be with Travis Mangone. He will give you the Sunday edition or the Friday edition of The Fix. And good luck to you today and throughout the weekend in your NFL contests. And I hope to report back with a nice tan, which is not going to happen because I'm a pasty, white, Irish, German dude with no hair. So loading up the sunscreen. But maybe with a little bit more money to spend here towards the tail end of the NFL season. That's what I'm hoping for. So good luck to you guys. We'll talk to you next week. And as always, we will see you.